Kia ora, welcome to Power Up Podcast, powered by Venture Taranaki and produced by Raw Collective. We're celebrating the success of remarkable Taranaki entrepreneurs, highlighting their stories and showcasing the best of work and play in this exceptional region. This season, we're talking to trailblazing enterprise owners and founders in energy, tech and well-being, beverage crafters, commercial developers, and digital storytellers. And it's no exaggeration to say that some are genuine world leaders in their fields, pioneering positive global change while living the famous Taranaki like no other lifestyle. I'm your host, David Downs. Let's discover why Taranaki is a region where unique natural and business environments collide, enabling people to flourish both at work and home. No mai, haere mai, we welcome you to hear our enterprising future like no other. CJ Marnie isn't what you'd expect from the owner of a crane company and the man behind a $30 million property development. At just 35 years old, his South Taranaki business park is on track to deliver perhaps the most significant single commercial and residential development in Hawera for a long, long time. CJ's company, AgTrans, is a one-stop shop for cranes and haulage equipment. His idea for the business park development came from simply wanting to preserve access to the business site, which seems like quite a leap to say the least. CJ is a can-do guy, to the point where he's even bought himself a digger and he's playing a hands-on role in the development itself. He has a real no-fuss approach to everything, and it's backed up by a lot of clever planning. And he makes it all sound far more simple than it really is. Enjoy. CJ, where have you come from today?
Harara. So, yeah. Born and bred in Harara. Harara.
It's a hard one to get your head around, it though, is. That Harara.
Yeah, right. Spent a whole lifetime of incorrectly pronouncing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously do quite a bit down there, yep. Quite a bit up here in Plymouth too.
And, yeah. What was it like being brought up in Harara?
Oh, I always had this idea that I'd disappear. Yeah, small town, small community. Everyone knows everybody. Everyone knows everything about everybody. For a long time, I thought that I would disappear and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it's probably been one of the greatest advantages. It probably sounds bad, but I quite like being a big fish in a small sea.
Yeah.
I think that's probably more exciting than being a small fish in a big sea.
Well, you make an impact on a place, as we'll talk about, I am sure.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. Fantastic. And you got into transport and logistics.
Yes.
Presumably out of school, was it? Or?
So, yeah, left school early. Left school at 16. Grew up in a family business situation. And did lots of different things, but primarily I went into machinery hire, which is what the family background was.
Yep.
That led into buying a truck for transporting equipment that I just wasn't utilising very much.
Yep.
So under the AgTrans name, which is the primary business that I'm involved in now, I've got a business partner, Phil Diarth.
Yep.
He was looking for something to do also, and I said, hey, I've got this transporter, I'm not using it very much. How about you use it, see where this goes? And the idea was to be a little hobby company with two of us. That little hobby company's now got 35 staff.
Japers, pretty good hobby.
Yeah.
Some people collect stamps, you know.
Yeah, I know. It would have been a lot cheaper. And that's just a business that's just kept growing and pivoting and moulding and morphing and...
All those good things.
Yeah, we started off with the concept of transporting tractors and now we are primary crane lifting in the oil and gas sector.
Okay, so you transport the cranes that they're required for the drilling?
No, we're actually now... supplying the crane.
Oh,
so still involved in transport, but don't transport any tractors anymore.
Yeah.
I sort of joke that we started out with the idea of working for farmers and now we're in a business model where we're actually uneconomical for a farmer to use us.
Price yourself out of the market.
We've priced ourselves out, but not necessarily on purpose. It's just we've created a health and safety culture and all of those things that go with it that make you uneconomical for the farmer market, but... sets you up correctly for that oil and gas and dairy construction and high-risk industry.
Yeah. But AgTrans is still the name.
You're
not going to do a rebrand?
No, oil rebrand. It's taken a long time to get the name known. But, yeah, the idea was it was agricultural transport.
Nice.
And it's something we do absolutely nothing of now.
Well, Coca-Cola, what do they do?
Yeah.
I mean, that name means nothing. AgTrans is a good name, name.
We've had some wins with it. Early in the piece we wanted to... look at various options for insurance, and we ended up going with FMG Insurance.
Yep.
Didn't want to insure us because we were a commercial business. And went, hey, our name, AgTrans, Agricultural Transport. We're in the agricultural industry.
So it helped.
That got us in the door there, and it's been a great relationship ever since.
Oh, very good.
They're fully accepting that we don't have anything to do with tractors anymore, but
South Taranaki is well known for farming. I mean, it's the sort of one of the heartland regions of New Zealand. So, you know, but also the energy sector. So you kind of hit both there with this idea.
Yes. We don't have the big peaks like other parts of the country. You know, Auckland slows down. We don't really notice it. We might do 18 months later.
Yeah.
But we're very steady. You know, like you say, we're such a farming culture there, but also the oil and gas and the dairy processing, meat processing. We've got the largest meat rendering plant in the Southern Hemisphere. Generates a lot of work, yes.
I never knew that.
Yeah, and it's burnt down 3 times in the last 5 years, so creates a lot of business. but, yeah, between oil and gas, between dairy, we just have a lot of commercial activity that we have going on.
And when you started the business, was anyone else doing it? It sounds like you've got a beautiful sweet spot.
Yeah, we do. And I think it was a timing thing.
Mm.
I think this is a business that wouldn't have worked 20 years ago. A lot of what we do is like sort of lifting an air conditioning unit onto a roof. 20 years ago, people would have dropped a rope over the side and pulled it up with a rope.
Is this your health and safety thing you mentioned
earlier?
And
now this is the health and safety aspect of it. It's been a change. You know, we've seen it in this country over the last 15, 20 years that we have had a change. And it's probably the right move, but it's the timing of that culture change has worked very well for growth of the business.
Yeah.
We now go park a crane on the side of the road. We get a traffic management plan so we can block the side of the road. We park there, we lift an item up, we put it 3 to 5 metres inside the roof space, and we don't cut any corners in the process. And that's what's allowed us to, as a company, grow under our trends.
Yeah. Growing can be great. It can also be costly and
it can
difficult.
Be very costly and it can be quite painful.
Tell us about – we love hearing about the painful ones. Tell us some pain stories.
I keep saying, you know, hey, I keep telling my staff, if we had a year where we stopped expanding, we stopped buying stuff, I'd make some money.
always reinvesting for the future.
And we are. We've always been reinvesting. We haven't me and my business partner, we haven't taken a cent out of the business yet, and we're 10 and a half years in now. But significant growth. We've averaged 40% year on year.
Wow.
That's hard to do. And every year you look at your accounts and you look at the number of staff, you're going to go, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to do that again. And for the last 5 years, every year I've gone, no, that's it. That's it. And every year we've done it again. And now this year I've gone, oh, well, this is obviously just the theme now. Something else will happen.
We grow.
We grow.
Well, and, hang on. How much of this growth is you buying a big shiny yellow toy or something?
No, that's a little side project. Obviously not educated, but I've done a lot of travel. I've spent a lot of time with other intelligent people. I've spent a lot of time with other people who have been successful in business. Firm believer, you are who you associate yourself with.
Mm.
The conclusion I come to is you can be really good at business. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to earn a lot of money out of it. And I can vouch for that. You can turn over a lot of money. It doesn't mean you're going to make a lot of profit. But the people who have done really well in life have had a successful business, then they have turned that into property in some way.
Right.
So I've got a real passion for commercial property.
Okay.
You couldn't catch me owning a rental house. Commercial buildings, that's me. So I was involved in my first one 10 years ago. I did the Placemakers building in Harara. And then 6 years ago, did building for NDA. 5 years ago, did a building for Felton Hogan. Oh. And then the opportunity come up to buy some land next door to the Ag Trans Depot.
Yep.
And that's
I want to get on to that because this is fascinating, the South Taranaki Business Park.
Yeah.
Which sounds amazing because that sounds like a quite, you know, a big vision you've
it
got
is.
For this.
It is. And this primarily come about part of the Ag Trans Yard is connected with a paper road. And I was a little bit concerned about how, as a business, we would operate during the construction of the paper road.
Right.
So I started talking to the neighbour next door about, you know, could I buy some land? I wanted to buy a sort of a 20-metre slice and generate a second driveway.
Oh, okay.
And somehow that became, no, the only way you can get anything is you buy a farm. So I did. I bought a 67-acre dry stock farm when all I wanted was a driveway. So then you turn around and you go, okay, we've just spent $2.9 million. How do you recoup some of that? Here's how. You spend another $12 million doing a commercial subdivision.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so as I understand, I've got some stats here. They're good. 25-hectare development, this is. 31 commercial lots and 77 residential. So you're going back on this, never have a rental.
Yeah.
But anyway, but that's a big development, 31 commercials. And
it is. It is. Although it's progressing. So we've got 4 buildings completed.
Yep.
That are tenanted, earning rent now. We're currently working on stage one of the roading. So hopefully by April this year, maybe May at the latest, we should have the first 500 metres of road in there and we'll have complete access to the first 13 of those 31 sections.
Jeepers, if only you knew somewhere you could get a whole lot of equipment from.
So, yeah, I looked at this and as a, I don't know, bit of an interest, bit of a hobby, I keep saying I don't have any hobbies, but I do. I like moving dirt. Mm. So in this process, I bought myself a brand new 25-ton Libra bulldozer.
I saw a photo of it. It looks pretty spanking cool there,
it
I have
is,
to say.
And I've got full GPS control on it, which probably isn't necessary, but it is quite neat.
Is that where you can just go to sleep?
Pretty much. You've still got to drive backwards and forwards, but makes sure the blade's going in the right position for you.
So you do this yourself?
Primarily.
Yeah?
Yeah. So like I've employed Felton Hogan to come in and build the road, but the actual moving of dirt, levelling the hills off and making it a flat site, almost entirely on my own. I'm using some of the Agtrain staff when they've got downtime to come and help me. But between business meetings and phone calls, I'm found sitting on a bulldozer or a motor scraper these days.
That's cool. So if your team know if they want to find the boss, he's probably out the back playing with his tractor and in the dirt. Hmm. And what about demand? I mean, you're building a big development, a big business park. Do you see the demand there for it?
To be honest, I believe it's probably going to take 10 years to fill in.
Yep.
It is going to take time. But I do see that we've got growth in South Taranaki. We have such an industry there. I do see a lot of growth there. We've been not necessarily restricted, but we've been very limited in options in Hararoa for the last 15 years in terms of where you could put a commercial building.
Right.
The growth has been not sporadic, but it's been spread out and very disjointed.
Right.
And the idea of this business park is that it can be pulled back together. I've got massive support from the South Taranaki District Council. Yep. They're very on board and very involved in what I'm doing. And then what I'm doing is part of the bigger business park project of South Taranaki Council are involved in also. So they're looking at a much larger area that my land, development land is inside of, but a larger area that they're going to rezone and have something in place. So there's a 100-year growth plan in place for the town.
Brilliant. That's what I was thinking. You've moved from, you know, having your own business to now influencing a local part of the business to now, but thinking Taranaki-wide, you're kind of having quite a big influence on the whole makeup of the place.
Yeah.
It's good.
No, it is good. It's interesting. I remember being about 18 and going, oh, maybe I should have stayed at school. And I thought, I'm going to have a crack at this. And I thought, I'm just going to spend 6 months being me and see where that leads. And
it's going all right so
far. Yeah, I'm 35 now and I think we're doing okay.
Yeah, good. That's brilliant. Gives a lot of hope to those people out there that, you know, education's not the path for everybody.
No, I don't believe it is. I do believe it is important, but I also believe that there are opportunities outside of going to university.
Yeah. And what do you like about Taranaki? You mentioned earlier you're born and bred and you stay there and you love it. What is it about this region?
I do like the interconnectivity of everything that goes on here.
Yeah.
And as much as I don't like everyone knowing everyone else's business, it does have its advantages. You know where you need to go if you need to organise something. You know who you need to talk to.
Yeah.
But lifestyle-wise, we've got so much going on here.
Yeah.
I'm currently in the process of getting another German au pair. I've had three so far to help look after kids at home for us.
Yeah.
And I talk to these young German women from who have never been here before, and they go, Taranaki, we just can't wait to come to Taranaki.
Yeah.
You know, with the beach and the mountains and the parks we've got, we are spoilt for such a, population-wise, a small place.
Yeah.
We've got so many different things going on around here.
Awesome, man. But you've got a lot on your plate. You know, you've taken on a lot. You've got big aspirations and dreams and stuff. What does the next few years look like then for you? This damn business park.
Yeah. No, I'd like to finish that. Or at least I'd like to move some more hills. I quite like flattening hills and making them flat.
Anyone out there listening has a hill they need moved, please call CJ.
The next 5 years, I always thought that I would retire at 30. I'm now 35 and I haven't yet, but I almost view it as I've moved towards a semi-retirement.
Yeah,
I'm probably busier than I've ever been, but I have broadened my horizons a little bit in terms of what I'm doing. Under the AgTrans business, the last 5 years has been spent setting that up so that we can continue to grow.
Right.
It's gone from me doing 100% of the paperwork and back office aspects of it to bringing people in and systems in so that we can grow and continue to grow.
Yep.
And I think that is the business is going to grow significantly yet. Involved in a few other things. I'm involved with a company called Egmont Solar, and we install solar panels on houses and commercial buildings throughout Taranaki. I think we've got massive growth in that as an industry in front of us at the moment.
Oh, yeah. EVs, alternative power, you know, renewable energy, huge trend.
Oh, significant. And I don't consider myself a greenie, but I do like this idea of being able to put something on your roof and earn money for doing nothing.
Yeah,
That's got a ring to
the
it,
sun shines for free. We should use it.
Mm.
Oh, very good. Well, now I've got a couple of quick fire questions for you. All right, let's see if we can do this, finish this off. What's your dream day in Taranaki?
No wind.
It is a dream day. Okay. Yeah.
No wind, no rain. And they don't actually happen that often.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they are great when they do.
Yeah. And what do you do? What's your activity on that dream day? Well, you've got a day off, a rare day off, and you're not moving hills around.
Oh, well, now you're making it hard because I actually quite like moving those hills on my days off. No, I've got two young kids. I've got a 5- and a 7-year-old. And I've got into taking them up Mount Taranaki around the National Park and taking them for some walks and slowly expanding. We started on little half-hour ones and we've maybe got to an hour at a time now. We've got to the point that they can go an hour without needing to get carried.
Nice.
We're a long way from climbing to the top though.
That's right. You've got to have dreams. You've got to have hopes and dreams. What's the best thing about living and working in Taranaki?
I think because we are a smaller place, I complain about the traffic if I have to wait more than a minute and a half at an intersection, and I think that's quite neat. I don't mind going to Auckland on a couple of days off or going on some business meetings, but it's quite nice to come home and be able to get around and do things and not have to worry about that aspect.
This is my last question. Do you reckon you'll ever stand for mayor?
No, I learnt that lesson early on. I'm not very good at team sports.
Oh, really?
I do really good in dictatorships. Don't do particularly well in team sports.
So when it becomes the People's Republic of Taranaki, maybe you'll have
maybe.
One.
Yeah.
But until then, damn that democracy nonsense. Oh, look, CJ, thank you so much for joining us. It's awesome to hear all about AgTrans.
No, thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. And a special thanks to Venture Taranaki for making the Power Up podcast possible. If you're an entrepreneur or looking to get a new venture off the ground in Taranaki, visit the Venture Taranaki website and their business support services on offer that could help you bring your idea to life. If you're not familiar with Taranaki, come and take a look. There's something here for everyone. With a supportive business community, vibrant towns, unrivaled experiences, and abundant nature, Taranaki is humming. Your entrepreneurial flair, enterprise and career will flourish here, and you and your family can make Taranaki your home. Lastly, please rate, review and subscribe. It helps others find us.